Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The word lowdown has a history. Back in the 16th century in England, it meant humble. By 1888, it had changed to mean vulgar. And then it moved to America and made its way into our music, our irresistibly lowdown music.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Despite its range of meanings, lowdown is usually inseparable from music. African-American music, uptown music, uptown as in Harlem. Somehow the coming together of ragtime jazz and the blues to help shape a freer, hotter, more syncopated and sexual popular music attracted the term. It fit snug and steamy, and it moved even in a safe, sweet dance band. Earl Burnett's orchestra, Lowdown Rhythm, and Dorothy Dell and Shirley Temple, Lowdown Lullaby.
Go to sleep, you gorgeous little rascal. Thank your lucky stars you've got a bed. You better get your shut eye while the getting is good. You've got some tough nights ahead. You'll grow up and find it's all a racket. Cards are stacked against you from the start. Us gals have got to take it from the time that we're born. Because we're born with a heart. A man will have you flying too soon. Cause after all, you can't even trust the man in the moon. Go to sleep and dream about your charger. Sir Galahad is waiting.
From 1929, Earl Burnett's orchestra with Jesse Green and Roy Clage's Lowdown Rhythm, and from 1934, Dorothy Dale and Shirley Temple with Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins' Lowdown Lullaby. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Hoedown is about country music. Lowdown is about jazz and the blues, African American music. But once a term like lowdown becomes universally recognized, it shows up in every kind of music. A blues about the misery that drives someone home, especially a black woman whose home is originally in the Deep South, and then a country song about leaving to avoid losing. The one who goes may be free, but there's no pleasure in it. Bessie Smith, Louisiana Lowdown Blues, and Billy Joe Shaver, Lowdown Freedom.
Louisiana, mama's got the young girl here beside me, fit my body, warm my mind, sleeping quiet, never knowing that tomorrow she'll be one more thing I'm gonna leave behind. Like in big wheels, I'll be rolling. Like in rivers, gonna flow to sea. 'Cause I'd rather leave here knowing that I made a fool of love before it made a fool of me. Low down freedom, you done cost me everything I'll ever lose. You're as empty as my pockets from the top. Where you start down to the bottom of my shoe. Open highway, lonesome wind blow. Tell me something I don't know. Wrapping woman, arms around me. Tell me why I'm gonna leave when I don't really wanna go. Slow down the freedom, you done cost me everything I'll ever lose. You're as empty as my pockets, and you're colder than the water that keeps soaking through my shoes.
Bessie Smith with Spencer Williams' 1924 Louisiana Lowdown Blues, and Billy Joe Shaver with his own 1973 Lowdown Freedom. In America, lowdown became a much more interesting word. By 1915, it had become both an adjective and a noun, and no later than 1921, it was showing up in song lyrics as a kind of dance. But by then, it had also begun to mean inside information, the scoop, the skinny, as well as someone contemptible, a low-down liar. And most of all, for our purposes, something deeply felt and soulful, but with sexual overtones, like a low-down blues. From 1921, Noble Sissle sings his and Eubie Blake's Low-Down Blues.
The breaking too. My head is reeling and I'm feeling blue. I feel just like a fish without a fin. Before I want to sleep, I'm getting thin. If you don't think I'm thinking, look what a hole I'm in, look what a hole I'm in. I got the low down, the lowest of the low down blue. Seems like my crown is sinking through my shoes. It's not because I'm broke with all my clothes and pawn, but since the morning I woke and found my sweetie gone. With that mournful news, I got the lowest of the low down blue. Believe me now, the fella never told no lie. He said you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry. One took my sweetie, better leave the shore, or they'll send me to crepe hanging on his door.
Noble Sissle, Lowdown Blues. Maybe the strangest of these songs has a perfectly conventional title, reminiscent of a lot of the songs about doing or singing the lowdown. But the song from 1933 tells the story of a Chinese boy who's gone to America. Now that he's absorbed the culture, he'll return to China to teach his beloved to sing a lowdown tune in an American way. The song piles on the stereotypes and the mock Chinese accent as Annette Hanshaw sings Charles Tobias, Jack Scholl, and Murray Mencher's Sing a Little Lowdown Tune.
Is waiting patiently. China boy is many miles away. He'll return and soon you'll have to learn to sing songs in Malik anyway. Little singily, singy low down tune by the jelly tea neath the mellow moon. Little China boy will be here soon. Down tune. Little singy Lee learn to sing, hey, hey, like a Malakan do a swingy sway. You will win his heart and he will say, sing a little low down tune. Fill his cup with the finest tea leaves. Cheer him up till the time that he leaves. Little singy Lee sing a low down tune. Little Dinah boy will be with you soon. When you're in his arms beneath the moon, sing your little low down tune. Little China boy will be here soon. Sing a little low down tune. Little zingy-lee, zingy-low down to. Little zingy-lee, zingy-low down to. Ne Ming Bang Ma, ne Johnny Ma.
Annette Hanshaw's Sing a Little Lowdown Tune. A woman feeling lowdown and a lowdown preacher man come together in two story songs of character. She fooled with love and got cheated in a song typical of the urban blues. He stands on a New Orleans street corner telling the police he has permission to preach and telling the passers-by to keep dropping the nickels in his hat. Both of these soulful losers are on the outs, and that's what makes them low down. Sophie Tucker, 'Cause I Feel Low Down, and Burt Williams, Brother Low Down.
My sins away, evil's in my eye, gone wrong, too darn mean to cry. Sympathize with my condition, I've had an easy disposition, overcome with wild suspicion, 'cause I feel low down, fooled with love, and I got cheated. Every day I get mistreated. Now my temper's overheated, and I feel low down. I'm one gal, won't stand no fooling round, won't stand no abuse. When it's time to put my loving on, don't want any excuse. Gave my love and my devotion deeper than the Pacific Ocean. Got a mean and don't care notion, 'cause I feel low down. I wanna be cuddled and squeezed. I wanna be babied and pleased. I wanna be left in a daze, 'cause loving has such powerful ways, and it's long been overdue. I need a kiss or two. I wanna be taken by storm, 'cause I'm lovesick and warm. Trouble's riding on my shoulder. Every day his love gets colder. I guess he thinks I'm getting older, and I'm feeling low down. There ain't a wrong that can't be righted. Any time that I get slighted, get upset and all excited, and it makes me feel low down. Take my man, you're taking stolen fruit, won't do you no good. If he thinks I need a substitute, I've been misunderstood. Seems to me I've been neglected, getting mean and so dejected, 'cause it came so unexpected. Now I feel low down.
Down in New Orleans is a preacher called Low Down. Down in New Orleans, on the corners he is found, preaching night and day to folks who pass away. Says the good book you must show obey. And when the Lord tried to run him in, Brother Lowdown, he would say, Cap'n Butter done give me a permit for to preach in this here town. Cap'n Butter done told all of you cops to lay off a pole low down. Now all your satin blacks and chocolate browns, when I pass this hat around, if you want to keep from sin, drop your little nickels in. Yes, sir. And help poor brother low down. Down in New Orleans is a dance hall called Blue Moon. Down in New Orleans they sip starch night and noon. He went there one day and started in to pray, said, oh, low down, you must obey. And when the folks then tried to run him out, brother low down, then he started in to pray. Now all you card players, crap shooters, bootleggers too, listen to me, sinners, I'm telling you what to do. If you don't obey me, you better be a free, because you know I tote the razor and I wield the wicked blade. Cautiously more for liquor at the place where I get to that now, you know, see, so don't start to drop no lead dimes in my hat at all. Huh? Lowdown must have money, so don't get him in no hole. Just keep old Lowdown liquored up and he'll save your soul, you understand? That I can preach in this here town. Captain Butter done told all of you cops to have respect for poor brother Lowdown. Now all you satin blacks and chocolate brown, when I pass this hat around, you want to keep the sins off your little nickels in and help old brother Lowdown.
From 1936, Sophie Tucker with Joseph Meyer and Edward Hyman's 'Cause I Feel Low Down. And from 1921, Burt Williams with Al Bernard and Larry Breyer's Brother Low Down. Here's one more case of definition and example in song. The meaning is the most common and probably the least interesting. Information, the inside scoop. The only way I can think of that a word meaning vulgar got to mean secret information is that we used to keep vulgarity under wraps. So maybe, maybe not. But the song's a perfect demonstration of the meaning, complete with wordplay. Edith Caldwell, It's High Time I Got the Lowdown on You.
I've known you for many a day, but you're still like a total stranger. I'm gonna find out how you get that way. And brother, that means danger. It's high time I got the lowdown on you. So what's the reason you're always teasing? Am I the top or just a flopperoo? It's high time I had a showdown with you. You got me guessing and I'm confessing. I don't know what to think or what to do. I'm not a booby to be singing the blues. So be a grown-up, own up. Come back in a flash and give out the news. You high-hat, I'll raise a hullabaloo. It isn't your time, it's my time, it's high time. I got the lowdown on you.
From 1936, Edith Caldwell with Joseph Meyer and Edward Hyman's It's High Time I Got the Lowdown on You. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser.
Thank you.
The earliest use of lowdown to describe music and dancing is in the 20s. It continues into the 30s but fades away by the war years. Despite the various definitions, saying that something was lowdown was a compliment. Even your cousin in Milwaukee with that squawky voice proved to be irresistible because even out in Minnesota, she'd learned how to be lowdown. Meanwhile, back in New York, the way to get where the band plays Sweet and Lowdown is to grab a cab and go down. William Bolcom and Joan Morris, my cousin in Milwaukee, and the singing sophomores, Sweet and Lowdown.
Once I visited my cousin in Milwaukee, USA. She got boyfriends by the dozen when she sang in a low-down way. She was a positive sensation. The songs that she sang would never miss. My cousin was my inspiration. That's how I got like this. I got a cousin in Milwaukee. She's got a voice so squawky. And though she's tall and kind of gawky, oh, how she gets the men. Her singing isn't operatic. It's got a lot of static, but makes your heart get acrobatic. 9 times out of 10, when she sings hot, you can't be solemn. It sends the shivers up and down your spinal column. When she sings blue, the men shout, "What stuff? That baby is hot stuff." So if you like the way I sing songs, if you think that I'm a wow, you can thank my squawky cousin from Milwaukee, because she taught me shivers up and down your spinal column. When she sings blue, the men shout, "What stuff? That baby is hot stuff." So if you like the way I sing songs, if you think that I'm a wow, you can thank my squawky cousin from Milwaukee, because she taught me how.
Sweet and low. If you need a tonic, and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is, grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing, for milk and honey flow down, where everyone is saying, blow, blow, that's sweet and low down, low down. Busy as a fever, you'll dance until you totter, be sure to get the fever, for nothing could be hotter, oh, oh, that's sweet and low down. Low down, low down,
last for a deacon,
do do
we have the weekend,
do hear those shuffling feet, you can't keep your seat.
Hey, professor, start your beat.
Come along, get in it, you love the syncopation, the minute they begin it, you're shouting to the nation, low, low, that's sweet and low down, low down. There's a cabaret in this city I can recommend to you, set you up like electricity when the band is blowing blue. They play nothing classic, oh no, down there. They play nothing else but the low down there. If your need is tonic, and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is,
grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing. Milk and honey flow down where everyone is saying, blow,
blow, that's sweet and low down, that's low down.
Dizzy as a beaver, you'll dance until you totter. You're sure to get the fever, but nothing could be hotter. Oh,
oh, that's sweet and low down, that's low down. flow down.
Lunsford, he can use the half a week and hear those shuffling feet. You can keep your seat. Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, you shout it to the nation. Low,
low, and sweet and low down.
Joan Morris with George and Ira Gershwin's 1933 My Cousin in Milwaukee, and the Singing Sophomores with the Gershwin's 1925 Sweet and Lowdown. Even though a dance called the Lowdown was entirely fictional, songs used the term because it suggests something just disreputable enough to be a little bit dangerous. That's part of what was hot about the music and the invented dance. Its meanings range from underhanded to something soulful, and in the 20s and 30s, something black, something to be found in exotic, sensual, seductive Harlem. Song lyrics treated it as if it was a dance done in Harlem, but it was all just talk, or rather song. Janet Klein, When Jenny Does Her Lowdown Dance, and Mildred Bailey, Doing the Uptown Lowdown.
Where is thy sting? That is just a nervous wreck, watching us. Billy, you sure look righteous.
Out of my way, chick. I feel righteous.
Where you going? Uptown?
Yeah, for a taste of lowdown.
Ooh-wee.
Where do we get that music that puts the swing so hot in us? Where is life never dull, humdrum or monotonous? Hop a subway, hop a cab, shoot right up to Harlem, where the population found a new sensation. Screen celebs and stage satellites, social debs and high headlights, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleon just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hipping, doing the uptown lowdown. You'll find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime. Hidey-hay time, what price? Yeah, man, bankers with their Cinderellatives listening to those hot high elatives up in Harlem doing the uptown lowdown. Social debts and high headlights, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleon just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hipping, doing the uptown lowdown. You find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime, hidey-hay time. What price? Yeah, man, bankers with their Cinderellatives listening to those hot high elatives up in Harlem doing the uptown lowdown.
Well, how was it uptown?
Well, it was no bring down.
Did you hear him swing down?
Yeah, but it wouldn't mean a thing down here.
Janet Klein with Fred Rose's 1926, When Jenny Does Her Lowdown Dance, and Mildred Bailey with Harry Revell and Mack Gordon's 1933, Doin' the Uptown Lowdown. Even though the lowdown never was a real dance, the idea grew out of the increasingly suggestive dances of the day, like the shimmy and the slow drag. It was also one of many make-believe dances that underscored the musical styles of the day. This was African-American dancing to African-American music. Dink Johnson with his 1921 Stomp the Lowdown, and then Don Redman with Shakin' the African.
Thank you.
gang, it looks like we picked out the wrong spot this evening, don't it, huh? You know, this sweet music's all right, but we always been a bunch that go in for plenty of pep and excitement. I know where to go. Let's get our coats and hats and get out this joint, huh? Come on then, let's go from here, where we can have some fun, I mean. Shadows are creeping and stars go peeping to the rhythm of the band. Boy, downtown's uptown, shaking that African. It's a brand new movement, but boy, what an improvement. You know, the game goes loco, doing that African. Them corner tricks and red hot licks, and the more you're down. And if you want a treat to low-down beat, boy, come on uptown. Better than a black bottom, it's really in there. We started up here, too. Oh, shaking an African. Tell you, boy, this is the biggest craze in New York City. And if you don't learn this dance, oh, what a pity, a pity.
Dink Johnson stomped the lowdown, and Don Redman's orchestra shaken the African. After Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields wrote several exuberant Cotton Club reviews, Broadway producer Lou Leslie hired them to write the score for Blackbirds of 1928, a new all-black review on Broadway. 3 weeks before opening night, Leslie added dancer Bill Bojangles Robinson to the cast. At the last minute, McHugh and Fields had to write a specialty number for him. They borrowed the idea of a low-down song and dance that was so popular. It was probably the most important of all the low-down songs, as Robinson sang it as he tapped up and down a flight of stairs. This is McHugh and Fields doing the new low-down.
Listen, good folks. It isn't alcohol, no yaller gal at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low-down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace, losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. 'Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. Thank you.
doing the new lowdown.
Bill Robinson doing the new lowdown. To call the lowdown a craze is probably overstatement, but it certainly was a reference point for the time, a suggestive image that reflected the changes wrought by the 1920s. 3 years after Bill Robinson sang about the lowdown on Broadway, Bing Crosby was singing about it in Hollywood, helped along by B.B. Daniels. This is Irving Berlin's When the Folks High Up Do the New Lowdown. Bing Crosby and B.B. Daniels, with Irving Berlin's take on the way class distinctions were blurring in the 1920s as everybody embraced black music and black dance. And for a while, anyway, the lowdown was everywhere. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.